Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Good morning to everyone. In our understanding, the possibility to have a provision in the international transport law is a good solution. So on this way, we emphasize the necessity for the limitation of the period of limitation. The only point which I have, based on further discussions with the colleagues from the SMGS at that time, we have different period of limitation. In SMGS, we have 9 months, which is very short. But in all member states, participants to SMGS, we have normally 1 year. This is also in Western Europe, 1 year. Now, if we come up with a 2 years period, this will be, in any case, then the application of the national law in respect of the international one. So the shortage will be based on the national law. So if I can suggest here with Professor Freise, probably to reflect once again if it's not better to have 1 year limitation of the period because of, let's say, more than in all other member states of COTIF and SMGS is 1 year. And at that time it was a discussion and the problem of SMGS with the 9 months. So we can have 1 year period. I don't want to have huge discussion exactly on the periods. It's always possible to have 1, 2, 3 and so on. But just to reflect, to have this pragmatical solution, and then in any case we can have additional period for limitation on based on national law. But in substance, very good suggestion, important to have this article in our convention first. Second, starting and ending of the period of limitation is normally based on national law. And here, if we suggest that this is a proposal to have 1 year period, I think it will be better fitting in the context with the national law. Thank you very much.